Well, another month has rolled on by. I'm Randy Woodward, and this is our monthly chat with Casey Hollins of Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. Great sponsors of our website, great community partners, too. Casey, how you doing? Can't believe that it is, at least unofficially, it's summer.
That's right. Time flies when you're having fun. I'm doing really well. Thanks for having us back on, as usual.
Yeah, it was good to see you last month? It was recently down at the Habitat for Humanity.
Yes, we've been out delivering checks for our recipients of grants from our program called The Power of Change. So it's really exciting to deliver money that's really going to go back and be invested in the communities and help the people that need it most.
And I wanted to congratulate you guys, too, on the great showing at the rodeo recently.
Well, thank you. Our team of line workers are so committed to working safely and being, you know, experts in their field. So that event is amazing. I didn't get to go myself, but I hope to be there next year just so I can see the guys in action and you know, tell people to mark their calendars. It's always in May, and it's a great way to see up close and personal the work that our linemen do. And especially if someone thinks that that's a career they might want to enter in, it's a great way to make connection.
That just sounded really cool to me. So on to our topic today, which is trees. And it's kind of hit home because I live in the mountain and there's nothing but trees. Trees are a way of life up there. And if you can share a recent milestone that highlights REC's commitment to both service and sustainability.
Absolutely. We are so honored that Rappahannock Electric Cooperative was recently recognized for our 25th consecutive year as a Treeline USA utility through the Arbor Day Foundation. And that is a significant accomplishment and milestone for us. We were actually the first utility in Virginia to receive that recognition 25 years ago. So this acknowledgement celebrates the work that we do, that's to properly care for the trees that are within our system, to use what our team calls integrated vegetation management practices, and to educate the community on the benefits of trees. You know, one of the most visible things that we do is to maintain the rights of way so that our member owners have reliable power, but we're also doing the right things for the environment as it relates to tree care. So it's a really incredible honor. We're just really happy to have been recognized.
Casey, what are some of the ways REC contributes to the community through its tree and vegetation programs?
Well, like most of the teams here, we have an incredibly experienced team of arborists and foresters who are, you know, they're really our tree experts. And they're not only focused on making sure that they have the right plans in place to manage our electric system so that they can mitigate reliability with regard to the trees along our right-of-way. Trees are the number one cause of power outages, so that is our primary focus. But they are so passionate about going out into the community and educating the community. We host tree giveaways. We also go around the community and plant trees. Back in April, we celebrated Arbor Day with dozens of schools and hundreds of students planting trees at those locations and educating them on the benefits of trees. And we do a lot of other things as well. A lot of people might not know that we plant gardens that are designed to enhance pollinators, which is a major necessity as it relates to food production. So we really work to build and maintain strong relationships in the community, and that team is really passionate just about education and being involved and being present. So it's a delicate balance and one that they take a lot of pride in.
I can also second the fact there that trees are the number one cause of power outages. Every time we've got some kind of wind or storm on the mountain, we're on pins and needles because we know we're going to get the flickering lights and all of that. So you guys do a great job getting folks back up to speed. Finally, what makes REC's tree and vegetation management efforts stand out from others?
Well, we think that it really has to do with our commitment to both reliability and sustainability. And you mentioned, you know, the tree-caused power outages. Last year, in 2024, we managed 1,500 miles of right-of-way, and that may seem like a small number, but the amount of work that goes into that maintenance is pretty significant. And that doesn't include the additional work that we do to manage lower vegetation that grows in our right-of-ways. But one of the most significant things that we did was remove over 20,000 hazardous trees. So those are trees outside of the right-of-way that we're required to maintain that we identified as being dead or declining, and we were able to work with property owners to remove those trees prior to a weather incident that would result in a power outage. So really focusing on reliability is our core commitment, but second to that is our sustainability and our focus on preserving the environment. So when our team goes in and you see them working in that right-of-way, they're not just leaving it bare. They're actually doing proactive work to have natural plant species grow back in that environment, which is a benefit to the environment itself, but also to the animals and the community. So that is a core of what we do, and it's those two things combined that we feel really makes our team stand out.
It's really about coexistence with the environment, and you guys are right on top of that. So thank you, Casey, as always. Congratulations on not only the rodeo accolades, but the Arbor Day Award. You guys are going to need a bigger trophy case over there.
Thank you. Well, the biggest trophy that we can ever get is happy and satisfied member owners of Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. So thank you for letting us share all the things that we do, and hopefully it helps keep our members informed.
It is absolutely my pleasure, and thank you guys for what you do out there in the community and with the environment. Ladies and gentlemen, Casey Hollins from REC, always a pleasure. We get to talk to her once a month, and you can check these interviews out at the website, which they sponsor, theriver953.com. Sponsored and powered by Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. Casey, enjoy the month of June, and we'll talk again next month.
All right. Thank you. Have a good one.